Maseches Sukkah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph until Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Out of the five parakim of Maseches Sukkah, the first two of them discuss the Sukkah itself and the mitzvah of Sukkah. Now the first Perek's main focus was on the dimensions of the Sukkah, how to make the walls, how to make the Sechach, which type of the Sechach is valid, the technicalities and really the preparations which need to be made before Sukkahs. The second Perek discusses the actual practical mitzvah of living in the Sukkah for the 7 days of Sukkahs, and specifically eating and sleeping in the Sukkah. Those are two big expressions of living, and so those definitely need to be done in the Sukkah, as we will see throughout this Perek. Now, we learnt in the beginning of the previous Perek, the first Mishnah of the Masechta, in fact, that the Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda argue as to what a Sukkah is supposed to be for the week of Sukkahs. According to the Chachomim and most Tanoim, the Sukkah is supposed to be Diras Arai, a temporary place of living for the week of Sukkahs. The Torah says live there for a week. Go out of your permanent living place and live somewhere temporarily for a week. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is supposed to be a permanent place of living, meaning for the week of Sukkot, you go out of your regular permanent place of living and you go to live in a different place of living which you can live there permanently. And we saw a couple of ramifications of that argument. And in this Mishnah, we will see another application of that machlekes. Hayoshein tachas amito basukah, one who sleeps underneath a bed in the Sukkah, and the same goes for one who eats underneath a bed in the Sukkah. And the Gemara explains we are specifically referring to a bed where the distance between the floor and the bottom of the bed is at least 10 tefachim. So he is sitting there underneath the floor of the bed, on the floor, and there is at least 10 tefachim between the bottom of the bed and the floor. He has not fulfilled his obligation. He is not considered to be sitting in a Sukkah. The reason being that he is underneath a different structure, a different roof, and he is not considered to be under the roof of the Sukkah. However, on Rabbi Yehuda said, Nagin hoyinu, shehoyinu yoshenim tachas hamito b'fnei hazakenim. We would customarily sleep underneath a bed in the Sukkah, in front of the Talmid Chachomim, and they didn't say anything to us, which shows that they agreed, and they did not think that we did not fulfill our obligation underneath the bed. Rabbi Yehuda holds that one who sleeps underneath a bed is still considered to be underneath the roof of the Sukkah, and does fulfill his obligation. And the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is because he holds that a Sukkah is considered a permanent place of living. Now certainly underneath a bed is not considered to be a permanent place of living. Maximum it's a very temporary place to sleep for a week maybe. But because the Sukkah is considered much more significant in terms of a place to live, if you're underneath the bed, that does not nullify and make it as if you are not underneath the Sukkah. Just like if you were in a house and you were underneath a bed, let's say, you're still certainly considered to be underneath the house and inside the house. So too over here, according to Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Chachomim argue, because according to the Chachomim, the whole Sukkah in its nature is only a temporary place of living. So it's just like the bed itself. So if you're underneath the bed, then it's considered to be like you're under the bed and not inside the Sukkah. Om Rabbi Shimon said, I have support for the opinion of the Chachomim, the one does not fulfill his obligation if he is underneath the bed, because Maisa b'Tovi Avdusha Rabban Gamliel, there is a story which once happened with Tovi, the non-Jewish slave of Rabban Gamliel. The halacha is that a non-Jewish slave owned by a Jew needs to keep all of the mitzvahs which a woman needs to keep. Now, a woman is exempt from a mitzvah aseisha as mangaroma, a positive mitzvah asei, which is bound to only a specific time. For example, Sukkos. Living in the Sukkah is an obligation only on men, and not on women and non-Jewish slaves. So therefore, Tovi was exempt from the mitzvah of sleeping in the Sukkah. And Rabbi Shimon retells how Shoya Yoshin Tachsa Mita, Tovi would sleep underneath the bed inside the Sukkah. V'omar lehen Rabban Gamliel azakenim, and Rabban Gamliel said to the other Talmidei Chachamim who were there, Re'isim Tovi Avdi, have you seen my servant Tovi? He's a wise man, and he knows that non-Jewish slaves are exempt from the mitzvah of living in the Sukkah. And therefore, he is sleeping underneath the bed. Perhaps there will be enough room for everybody else. The point is, says Rabbi Shimon, and according to our way, meaning Rabban Gamliel was not telling them the halacha, Rabban Gamliel was not trying to tell them that one who sleeps underneath a bed does not fulfill his obligation. He was trying to point out that Tovi is a Talmud Chacham. However, from that passing comment of Rabban Gamliel, Lamadnu, we learned, Shayoshim Tachsamita, the one who sleeps underneath a bed, Leyotzei Dechibosai, does not fulfill his obligation of Sukkah, and therefore Tovi, who is exempt from the mitzvah of Sukkah, slept underneath the bed, but somebody who is obligated in the mitzvah of Sukkah would not be able to sleep underneath the bed in the Sukkah.